On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello there. Happy Wednesday to everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We do the show every Wednesday at noon 03. You can always go to KSRO.com and stream it live or check out the podcasts. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. Forgot to take the allergy pill this morning.
A little bit froggy.
See how it goes. A little froggy.
Yeah.
But this is KSRO, not froggy.
Right. Not our sister station.
No. Hey folks, do you have any questions about purchasing a home or refinancing? Not sure if you qualify? Give the folks at Bay Equity a call. They'll help you explore your options. Call us at 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100. And no, that will not put you on the air.
No.
No.
Because sometimes people don't want to talk about their mortgage on the air. That can be sort of a personal thing.
Privacy is important. It's actually a heavily regulated side of the business we do, privacy. And it's interesting. Sometimes you get realtors who are trying to get a little sneaky and find some information that maybe they're not entitled to.
Oh.
So sometimes we have to be careful about that.
Right.
That actually happened to me this week on a transaction.
Hmm.
And other times you get parents or nosy friends and ex-spouses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, privacy is important. So it's always a confidential conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really important to us. Also, cybersecurity and things like that are also really important. So we do take all that very serious at Bay Equity Home Loans. But hey, folks, this show is about, we look at macroeconomics, we look at microeconomics. We look at the various facets that impact the biggest liability most of us have, which is your mortgage, and the biggest asset a lot of us have or hope to have, which is the house. I'm joined by Adrian Roach. He's with W Real Estate. Hey, Adrian, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Love having you on the show because you have a great perspective on what happens in the market. He's got his tablet ready to go with some real interesting data that I was surprised to see. I mean, I'm feeling some pressures on the market that basically it can't serve the demand of the buyers in the marketplace. And we're going to talk about that actually quite a bit. There is a gridlock that's happening, and I'm going to get into some articles that both Adrian and I found about that topic. But let's start off, Adrian. You were looking at some of the market data in Sonoma County, and what were some of the metrics that jumped out at you?
A couple of the highlights that really stood out is the change in what we're looking at versus this month versus last month.
Mm-hmm.
In sold, and we're down 21.1%. Versus what we sold in June into July.
Yeah, and this is the biggest time of the year.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
For the real estate industry.
Yeah, going into summer. So we started out with a bang in June, and then July happened, and, you know.
Where'd they go, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So in order for sales to happen in July, that means they had to get listed probably back in end of May?
Yep.
Right?
Yeah,
what do we have,
right,
5-6 weeks worth of inventory?
We are down to under a month and a half. So yeah,
wow.
About 5-6.
Can you explain what that means to a consumer in general?
So what that means, and the way I explain it to my buyers, is if we have nothing else hitting the market, no new listings starting today,
mm-hmm.
It will take us less than a month and a half to sell out of everything on the market at the pace we're going.
Right. So when you think about that, folks, that the contract time period is generally about 25 to 35 days, zero in on 30. That means they market it for a week to 2 weeks, and boom, you're in contract,
yeah.
And then you're done.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's indicative of a lot of things that we're experiencing, both Adrian and I, of course, working in the industry. I work on the finance side with Bay Equity Home Loans. Adrian's with W Real Estate. So Adrian, there's a concept I think that's emerging, which is gridlock in our market.
Correct.
And I found an article from Bloomberg News that I found to be really interesting. I didn't love the article, but the thesis, mm-hmm. of the article was that baby boomers aren't selling. And that baby boomers own 50% of all real estate nationwide. That's up 10% from 10 years ago. So that was some data that came out. We've got a lot of baby boomers in this market too, don't we?
Oh, definitely.
You know, and we have a migratory pattern that has happened. It happened in the 2000s, and it's happening again,
mm-hmm.
where we don't have enough jobs for millennials and, you know, professionals in their 30s and 40s. So people are moving out of the area.
Yeah. Seeing that happen a lot.
And I'm seeing Silicon Valley folks coming up,
yep.
and
Bay
buying
Area,
up real estate.
Yeah.
Median home price down there in San Jose is, what, $1.25 million? Sell their house, pay off their $500,000 mortgage,
yeah.
buy something up here all cash.
Yeah.
What's
exactly.
the percentage of all cash deals right now?
1 in 4 of all offers are still cash.
Yeah. Which impacts our side of the business, as you know, Bay Equity being in the home loan business. It's tough for us right now to see a lot of transactions start. A, gridlock, people aren't selling.
Yeah.
So why do you think, you know, we read these articles and they gave us some theories. I want to hear from you, your opinion of what's happening in the market with this gridlock. You know, what are some of the highlights that you think are would be interesting to the listeners?
Well, as we were kind of chatting before the show started, personal experience, I've got a lot of buyers, actually sellers, that will be buyers, you know, move up purchases, mm-hmm. move down purchases. The biggest thing is they don't want to put their homes on the market without finding something first.
Right.
They want to be guaranteed mm-hmm. to be able to move, you know.
It's a catch-22.
So it's, yeah, double-edged sword, catch-22.
That security, yeah. you want it, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Got to have a place to live. No one wants to move into the extended stay.
Right. Yeah.
But the thing, too, is you're not going to go homeless. That's the big thing is, and I tell them, you know, list your home subject to mm-hmm. successful close of escrow. Mm-hmm. On the flip side, mm-hmm. You definitely won't end up homeless, you know, but it's that fear of the unknown. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, well, what do I find? What if the house that I want doesn't come on the market in the time that, you know, we put our house on, you know, going to escrow, and then what?
Right. So what are some of the strategies? The seller controls the cards right now. It's a seller's market. So what are some of the strategies that you're employing?
A lot of times you're seeing rent backs, mm-hmm. and we kind of discussed that. I actually learned something new is up to 60 days. You can't go past that.
If you have buyer, if the back, buyer has financing.
The buyer has financing,
mm-hmm.
Which I haven't had that anything go past 60 days, mm-hmm. but it was definitely a good thing to learn.
Yeah.
So rent backs are really big in the market. There are some buyers that are out there that can afford or be able to qualify for a second mortgage and be able to sell their home mm-hmm. Buy a home non-contingent, mm-hmm. then put their home on the market afterwards.
Yeah.
Which works out really good because you don't have to be displaced for showings, open mm-hmm. houses, things of that nature.
Let me walk through that strategy a little bit more. What he's saying is you can use the equity that you already have. You know, it's grown, it's established, mm-hmm. and you can tap into it through a home equity line of credit and use those funds for the down payment on the new house.
Right.
Oh.
So you can actually buy before you sell. Yeah, and it's a cool strategy. What I do, I take it a step further. I'll do a home equity line of credit on the departing residence and use that money for a down payment. Now, the next question is, well, what do I do when I sell my house and I have a bunch of extra cash and I want to drop my payment on my new home?
Mm-hmm.
Refinancing is expensive with, you know, title and escrow fees. What I do is I'll put two loans on the purchase. So let's say they want to buy something for $600,000. I'll do a combination loan, which a lot of people haven't heard of combination loans recently, but they're back. So I'll do an 80% first 30-year fixed traditional principal and interest mortgage, and I'll put a small 10% second on.
There you go.
And then when they sell that departing residence, they use the equity from the sale, pay off the new home equity line of credit.
Oh, look
and now
at
they're
that.
Stuck. Now they're not stuck. They're left with just one loan instead of two.
Right.
That's nice.
Thinking outside the box.
Yeah. Well, that's you got
to
do.
You have to do in this market.
Absolutely. So the gridlock is something I want to kind of zero in on more. So move up buying is the term we use when you take someone in their 30s and they're having some kids and their family's growing and they want to, you know, now they want a yard and move out of the condo, right? Classic move up buyer.
Yep.
What's move down buying?
Move down buying is typically, you know, your baby boomers that we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Empty nesters, kids are off at college, now, you know, too much house. I don't want to keep, you know, this 3,500 square foot home, stairs.
A pool, things like that they don't need.
Too much stuff to, you know, have to take care of.
Which millennials or, you know, Gen X's and mm-hmm. Gen Y'ers are like, hey, I want to get into that. But the baby boomers aren't selling. And why is that?
They're holding on.
They're scared, aren't they?
A number of reasons. They're scared. Mm-hmm. Tax bases, mm-hmm. you know, things of that nature.
Sure.
And not all of them, you know, might know about Prop 13.
Right. Yeah. And they can actually take their tax bases with them if they're over age 56, I think. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the exact age. It's something like that.
We'll have to, look into that.
Look into that. But you can transfer your tax bases if you're of a certain age. Call the county assessor. They'll tell you.
Yep.
But it's worth looking into. So don't be scared that you're going to lose your tax bases. And there's rules around that. Move down buying also involves being able to find a home.
Correct.
So this gridlock, so you almost have a swap that could be happening.
Mm-hmm.
You have the move up buyer who wants to leave the house. That's a 2-bedroom, single level Montgomery Village house. And you got the move down buyer who wants that house, but they can't find each other and swap them because that's just not how the real estate market works, is it?
Unfortunately not.
So they both have to kind of take some chances.
Correct.
I think this is where coming in, working with a really solid team, working with a great realtor like Adrian Roach with W Real Estate. Adrian, let's give out your number so people can get you if they want to call.
It's 6774.
So 292-6774. His info is also at the Facebook page that we have, is facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans. So you do have a listing coming up.
I do.
And it's they think people should perk their ears up because there's not a lot of inventory. So if you can get in on something before it even hits the market and see it, then, you know, maybe Adrian can show you something you like.
Right. And it's in the Larkfield Wickiup.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be nearly brand new on the inside. It's a great transformation. My client got it when it was not in such good shape.
Mm-hmm.
Has completely transformed this home.
Wow.
And it's going to be amazing. So we're about a week or two out,
mm-hmm.
But he's willing to show it beforehand. So, you know, if there's interest,
do we have a price range ballpark?
It's probably going to be mid to high fives.
Okay.
So we're thinking, I'd say ballpark 575.
Somewhere in that range. Yeah, it won't hold you to it because it's not active yet.
Yep, correct.
But wow, I mean, that's a price point that's under the median home price. So do you see this house? How big is the house?
It is about 1,600 mm-hmm. square feet.
Good starter home then.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Right there by San Miguel Elementary. So perfect school district. Yeah, great location. So,
okay, awesome. Yeah. So people can reach you again by calling what number?
292-6774.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I lost my screen here. Oh, well, I don't care. all right, so again, the gridlock is something that people need to be aware of. And having the right team, I can't overemphasize that. There's thousands of real estate agents that work in this community of Sonoma County and surrounding areas. And they're all affiliated. Most of them are affiliated through the North Bay Association of Realtors and then also have access to the MLS. But you've got the real estate part-timers, and then you got the real estate professionals. Adrian Roach, professional. W Real Estate. Give them a call one more time on your number.
292-6774.
Okay, stick around with us because we've got a great caller. It's Merritt Barber. He is a senior vice president from Bay Equity's reverse mortgage division.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to educate our listeners on reverse mortgages. People don't quite understand how they work. And it's going to be a really interesting segment, so stick around.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Fountain Grove hears FM News Talk Radio, KSRO, on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Hey, Sonoma County, this is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans and host of On Air with George Adair on KSRO. Over the last few years, did you purchase a home with FHA financing or some other mortgage insurance financing? If so, I've got an idea for you that may help you save hundreds every month. Over the past couple of years, average home values have increased dramatically. So call Bay Equity Home Loans at 583-8100 and see if you qualify for a new loan to get rid of your mortgage insurance. Call 583-8100 and we'll complete a free and no obligation home valuation. If you have the right equity and you can qualify, we'll show you how to get rid of your mortgage insurance forever. So call Bay Equity at 583-8100 or online at bayequityloans.com. And remember to tune in to On Air with George Adair every Wednesday at 12 o'clock.
Equal housing lender subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. I'm George Adair. We do the show every Wednesday at noon 03. Try to keep our topics relevant and interesting and cover wide ranges of the financial mortgage markets. That includes the reverse mortgage product. I think that there's a lot of misinformation about the reverse mortgage. In fact, I know there's a lot of misinformation about that. And it's becoming such a great product for our baby boomers. The group of people that are aging and heading into retirement, done a great job accruing and building equity in their home, especially with the strength of the recent housing market. And so I wanted to have a really great guest on again today. And his name is Merritt Barber. He's a reverse mortgage specialist, and he's the senior vice president of the reverse mortgage division of Bay Equity Home Loans. Hey, Merritt, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, George. Thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. Always great to have you on the show because, well, instead of me telling the listeners about your background, why don't you share with us your experience and history with the reverse mortgage product?
All right. Well, I've been in the mortgage business mortgage banking business for 25 years, longer than I want to admit. And specifically with the reverse mortgage product since about 2005, with my own company, where, you know, I developed with my team and the other owners of the company, one of the top retail reverse mortgage brands in the country. So I know a lot about this product. And, you know, me and my team are here to support our origination teams out in across the country, just like George. And so that's my background.
It's great. And, of course, you've been fighting the uphill battle of misinformation about this product. Can you share with us some of the common misunderstandings of the product before we talk about the benefits? I think sometimes it's easier to just knock out the misnomers and the misunderstandings.
Yeah, that's so true. We call them reverse mortgage urban myths. And, you know, it's just a tricky way for the bank to get your house. You don't really own your home. You know, you're going to lose your home equity after, you know, it's paid off.
Right.
I usually tell my loan officers that are asking me these questions or borrowers that, no, that's the reverse mortgage made in, you know, communist China. It's not the one made here in the United States. Right. We don't do things like that.
So,
yes, there are a lot of urban myths. And,
and the biggest one being that the bank's going to keep your house. You don't own your house anymore. And that's not all what happens. You actually have a deed of trust recorded just like a conventional loan. It's just you don't make a house payment. So what happens to the principal that you're not paying over time?
Well, the interest accrues. Like if you borrow any money.
I'm sorry, I meant interest.
Yeah, the interest accrues up in the cloud. And when the last person leaves the home permanently, the estate has many, many months to pay off the reverse mortgage with interest. And usually that happens 99% of the time. The estate sells the property. The mortgage payoff comes into escrow like any other mortgage. And the proceeds pay that off, and the equity goes to the estate in the heirs.
What's interesting is the table I've seen in our package that we issue as part of the disclosures. It allows for an annual growth. Typically, we put in there 4%, right, Merritt?
Correct.
And the interest rate that we will associate for the product, they're generally adjustable rate mortgages, but there's this period of over 20 years or so where they're kind of pretty close to each other projected out, and you're not losing a lot of equity over time.
Correct. You know, the average home appreciation we put into the supercomputer is 4%. So really the equity is treading water, and it's not really eroding like people might think that it would. The product is really designed by HUD, by FHA, so that there is equity left over for the heirs. It's not designed to be upside down. Now, there are times when that happens, and there are wonderful safeguards if that does happen. This is a no-recourse loan, so that if it is underwater, the federal government has to eat that loss, not the estate.
I think it's important for people to realize this is a federally insured loan program. And when the equity, if the equity, I should say, were to disappear completely, they don't come back. That's what you're saying. It's not a, it's non-recourse loan. They're not coming back to the estate saying, well, now you owe us an extra 20 grand.
Correct. It's a non-recourse loan.
That's what that means.
That's the legal term for it. And it's heads I win, tails they, the, you know, HUD loses.
You know, and, Merritt, there's this ongoing discussion I'm having with people about gridlock in our marketplace and baby boomers not really knowing what to do with their equity, not knowing how to move down. And I'm actually joined in the studio here with Adrian Roach. He's one of our top realtors in the area with W Real Estate. And, you know, I wanted to bring Adrian in on this because a lot of people don't realize that you can use the reverse mortgage for purchase loans. Is that something you ever see, Adrian?
Not that I've seen personally. But actually, just listening to that, two misnomers that I, I had in my mind, you know, were just taken care of. So I'm definitely glad I stayed and sat in on this because, you know, I've learned a couple of things just now.
Yeah. So do you see the being able to use a purchase reverse mortgage as a viable option for some of your clients?
That would definitely help for sure. And it just gives another option on the table to where, you know, everybody's kind of stuck in this, well, you know, I don't know if I want to sell because I don't have anywhere to go. When you're presented with, you know, different options on the table, such as this, this, you know, could be the light at the end of the tunnel that somebody needs.
Merritt, what do you see as the number one advantage to someone going into their senior years and looking at the reverse mortgage?
Well, you know, I think it's a wonderful way for seniors who are in a tough position because the price of everything that they need has gone up, and their incomes haven't. They're getting squeezed.
Mm-hmm.
And there's about $6 trillion of senior home equity built up. It's about $200,000 per retiree household.
Wow.
And a reverse mortgage is an incredible tool to get access to a portion of that dormant, sleeping equity to turn it into cash so that they can use it today to live better.
To live better. I think that's the key. People, when they retire, always make less money. They don't make more money.
Right.
And so their cost of living is going up. Mm-hmm. Their income is going down. So the absence of a mortgage payment, not paying $1,500 or $2,000 a month, means you're able to use that money or not have to come up with it.
Right.
Yeah, maintain quality of life.
Their biggest fear is that their savings won't last. And a reverse mortgage is a viable financial planning tool to ensure that they can improve the quality of their lives. And, you know, how is a senior going to get access to this dormant equity? Well, they could sell their house. Mm-hmm. They don't want to do that.
They got to live somewhere.
Yeah. Right. And to get a traditional mortgage is very difficult to qualify for. Plus, you have payments. So a reverse mortgage is really one of the only ways to monetize, turn into money, that sleeping dormant equity for their use today.
If you're just joining us now, I'm with Merritt Barber. He's the reverse mortgage specialist, and he's the senior vice president of the reverse mortgage division at Bay Equity. I'm also joined with Adrian Roach. He's with W Real Estate, extraordinaire real estate agent. Great guy. And we're talking about reverse mortgage, and I think it's important for people that just tune in also to really understand what a reverse mortgage is and what it isn't. And as Merritt was just saying, you're not deeding your house to the bank. Most people that are upset about the idea of reverse mortgage, unfortunately, are the heirs of the estate, right, Merritt?
We used to see that in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, years ago,
mm-hmm.
I would have meetings with the potential borrower
mm-hmm.
and their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there were some kids that weren't too enthused about the idea of giving up a portion of their future inheritance. But I would always explain it. You know, your mother needs money today.
Yeah.
So you're either going to start writing checks now mm-hmm. with after-tax precious money or forego, potentially, a little bit of your inheritance in the future. Because your mom needs money. There's only a couple ways to do this. And usually they come around. They just don't think it through the entire way. And nowadays, we don't hardly ever see that. Most of the kids have been writing checks because the times are getting more difficult for their parents.
Right.
And they're looking at the reverse mortgage as a way to relieve that pressure. They have kids in school. And it's precious money that they're having to write checks to their parents for. And this is a way to get out of that.
Well, we know that, what is it, over 50% of Americans don't even have 1 month's worth of savings in their bank account.
And it's terrible. Focus group analysis tells us that the seniors' greatest worry is that their savings is going to run out.
Right. And it could. A lot of them were not seniors 10 years ago.
Correct.
And they were working, and they went through the mortgage meltdown, and they went through the recession.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have bad credit. Some of them lost income. Lots of people lost retirement. And now the market's rebounded, and this product really helps them, doesn't it?
That's a really good point about the market. You know, part of this is for seniors, for our retired people, is to understand the timing of the place that they're at right now. Right this second, their home equity is at an intergenerational high. It's above the 2008 peak,
mm-hmm.
which makes my stomach hurt a little bit. And interest rates are at an intergenerational low. Now is the time to get the most out of a reverse mortgage. In the future, what if property values go down? What if interest rates go up?
Right.
They'll get less of a reverse mortgage, or they won't get one at all. So I would encourage all retirees, if you have questions about a reverse mortgage, you need to call George. His team, backed up with my team, will help you understand what a reverse mortgage can do for you. And if it's right for you, George is not going to sell you. He is going to just guide you and teach you. And, you know, our prime directive at Bay Reverse is to treat each of our senior borrowers like they're our parents. It's our prime directive.
Yeah.
And we really beat it down through our organization, and we have hundreds and hundreds of incredibly satisfied seniors. They write us letters. They thank us. So I want to encourage everybody out there, start asking questions
mm-hmm.
so that you can kick over rocks to see if this thing can help you. And if so, you know, you're going to be so excited to go out and visit your grandkids more often than you can do now.
Yeah, or put some food on the table. You know, folks, you're going to replace You're going to use your equity so that you don't have a monthly mortgage payment anymore. You're going to still own your house. It's actually tremendously easy to qualify, but you know there are some things that we do. We will do a questionnaire. And as Merritt said, my job is to provide information and ideas. So if you're interested in learning more and working with a direct lender of the reverse mortgage product, a local lender, that's Bay Equity Home Loans. You can give us a call at 707-583-8100. Again, 707-583-8100. We got to run. Merritt, I appreciate you joining us so much. And hey, I see a tremendous opportunity for our listeners here. Thank you so much.
Thank you, George.
All right. And Adrian Roach, thanks for coming in. We got to run.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be back next Wednesday. We'll have you on again soon.
Sounds good.
All right, folks. Be good. See you.